This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Come on by. It's a great place to watch the tournament. And we've been treated to a terrific day two of tournament action so far. Florida, Norfolk State are off and running. Got a couple of games going on right now as we turn our attention at this portion in the broadcast to Jared Sandler. Talk some Texas Rangers brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. And a good afternoon, Sands. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. I think these 4 days are four of the most enjoyable days for a sports fan. It usually means spring training is nearing its end, but wall-to-wall basketball, the tournament. I wish it was like it used to be where guys would stay for 3 or 4 years and like you would get to know players and really develop like favorites and whatnot, but it's still a blast. I love it.
It is a blast. And speaking of these next 4 days, Jared, I know the Rangers will be home by Monday. When do they come back?
Tomorrow, after the game. And as a matter of fact, I think some guys might be coming back tonight, tomorrow morning. Not everyone is going to be playing in the game tomorrow. And those individuals, I think, in most cases, if they've got veteran status, are clear to leave. So the exodus has begun, and we got two exhibitions Monday, Tuesday, and then the real thing on Thursday. It's awesome that it's getting so close, and I think coming off the year last year was, which was disappointing, I think there's a lot of excitement that this year is going to get things going back in the right direction.
Yeah, big picture as we break camp, what kind of answers about this team did we get there in surprise?
Well, you know, I think you got to see up close what the lineup looks like, whether or not they produced in a given night. Just looking at a lineup that has Jake Berger hitting eighth, a guy who could hit 30 home runs, you know, it's impressive, right? And so I think we saw some of the depth. I don't know what answers we have from a rotation standpoint. You know, Jack Leiter showed flashes. He also showed reasons why, you know, he has yet to establish himself. Kamar Rocker showed flashes. He's also shown that maybe he's not totally ready to conquer baseball and be the rookie of the year. We'll wait and see. And then in the ninth inning, we saw a lot of guys who could fill that role, but I don't know that we saw anyone who were like, yes, this is the answer on day one we've been looking for. And that's okay, because it does seem like they have options. But and then the biggest question that's probably not yet answered from an individual player standpoint is Evan Carter and what Evan Carter will be over 162, which obviously includes games that lefties will start or games in which he comes up in a critical spot and they go to the bullpen to bring in a lefty and how Bruce Bochy handles that. So, you know, that's not something we might get answered until the All-Star break or beyond. But that to me is still a big question.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. What'd you see from Kamar Rocker last night, and what do you think the plan is for him as we start the season?
Well, I'll tell you guys, so his stuff was really good. The breaking balls, both the slower and harder version, looked as good as they've looked all camp. For whatever reason, he's been really slow out the gate in each of his outings with his command. And, you know, some guys, they start slow with velocity and they ramp up. That's not an issue for him. It's more the command. But the real thing here, which I was talking to some scouts this morning, and it has them not concerned like long term, but just curious. Kamar Rocker literally could not have cared any less about runners on base yesterday. And the Rockies ran wild on him. And, you know, he was like, hey, I just don't care. Like, I will start to care during the season, but I don't care right now. But the counter to that is his times to home plate are really slow, right? You're not going to face your delay.
Are we losing Sands? Okay, we're going to call Jared Sandler back as he's joining us live from Arizona, the team returning from Cactus League play tomorrow. Big picture, are you guys more or less confident about these Texas Rangers than when spring training started?
More. Absolutely. I think with Jake Berger, Jock Peterson, Kyle Higashioka, getting to see the impact that they can have offensively in these spring training games has made me even more optimistic.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much right where I was coming in, because I think there are still some fair questions about this team, but I was confident coming in, and a lot of that in terms of the additions with the lineup and Peterson, Higashioka, and Berger showing off the power already that we had anticipated. I think that speaks well for what this is going to be. But you still have some questions, but overall, this is a playoff team for sure.
What would be your biggest question?
I think it's ultimately the closer at the moment. That feels like something that's going to get solved. But also what happens at center field and just how that – you have guys there. I think Pilar's actually been pretty interesting. Yeah. But the Evan Carter, Leody Taveras dynamic, what's that going to end up looking like?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at –
All right, we go back to Jared Sandler live in Arizona.
I was thinking about what I was going to say. I think it's Simeon, by the way.
And I'll throw in Jonah Heim. Yeah. Jonah Heim as well.
Well, I was going to ask Jared this question. Jared, real quick, is there competition at catcher, and is Heim, could he be replaced?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think
Absolutely. I mean, catcher's the other than pitcher, it's the one position where realistically the player who is the starter knows he's not playing 162, right? So
right.
I think they're going to start the season with a 50-50 split. That doesn't necessarily mean they're alternating or anything like that, but I think more or less over the first 20 games, the playing time will be similar. But then I think, they'll see who's hitting better and right. Who's performing better in general. So, yeah, that's an interesting one, Broadus, because it's kind of like the competition will continue during the season. And
right.
It's not like one guy's going to be benched, like a quarterback would be benched, but maybe Jonah Heim becomes the backup and he only plays a quarter of the games or a third of the games and Kyle Higashioka gets the majority of the work. That will all depend, I think, on whose bat ends up being more effective once we get a sample size large enough to determine that.
Jared, this is probably a question that you're not prepared for, but yesterday I saw a way too early trade deadline prediction, and Sandy Alcantara was number one on the list of guys that could be moved at the deadline. And I went out and said, because I believe the Rangers will be competing, and if there happens to be injuries or whatever it is with the starting rotation, Sandy Alcantara is a guy that I would be willing to give up premium assets to go and get. What would a trade, in your opinion, look like? And do you think that's even realistic, or should I just shut my mouth?
Well, so I'll say this. First of all, he's most likely to get traded. I think he is about as big of a lock to be traded as there is in a given season. The Marlins are trying to strip bare, and they can do well by trading him, getting some assets. He is not going to be cheap. So, honestly, my guess is you're trading Kumar Rocker or Jack Leiter, unless there is a pitching prospect who really emerges who is equally as appealing, and it starts with that. So, maybe Jack Leiter's having a good start to the season, and maybe he's the guy who's more appealing. Maybe it's Kumar Rocker, whatever the case. Your package is almost certainly not going to exclude both of those guys. So it starts with that. Is it realistic? Yeah, I think any contending team, in theory, it could be realistic. Here's the biggest problem, though, Zach. If the Rangers are intent on staying below that third luxury tax threshold, that lowest threshold, well, adding Sandy Alcantara's salary is not really going to be able to allow you to do that. So they either have to decide that they're just going to take another, the penalties for a third straight year, or they're going to have to find a way to shed a whole lot of payroll, and I don't know how they're going to be able to do that by taking on Alcantara's salary.
It's Jared Sandler here with you on the Fan, Wolchuk.
Do you think it would be worth it to do that for a third straight year for a guy like Sandy Alcantara?
Yeah, if it's me, and, it's not my money, yeah, I would. Sandy Alcantara, to me, is one of the best pitchers in, in all of baseball. And, if you think about a rotation with DeGrom and Alcantara and Eovaldi and, one of Rocker or Leiter and Mally, you're putting yourself in a really good spot. And now all of a sudden, John Gray, maybe a reliever. Cody Bradford, see where he's at when he comes back. I don't know that the Rangers would be the favorites for this sort of thing. They definitely have the assets to do it. I would be okay with it from a financial standpoint. He's the type of guy that I would, I would violate, whatever internal, not rule, but, internal disciplines they're trying to maintain.
What are the what's the penalty? Is it just financial, or is there other competitive balance?
There are other. It is definitely financial, but there are also penalties from a draft standpoint, and penalties from like a free agent. Your penalties when you sign certain free agents, especially not just guys with qualifying offers, but a certain caliber of free agent, your penalties are harsher. And then there's the salary stuff. And then, you will lose picks by exceeding that lowest threshold for a third straight year.
Sant, you mentioned young pitchers who, may reach the status of Leiter and Rocker. Give me the scoop on Winston Santos. Everywhere I turn, people are talking about him and Teodo as well. Does one of those guys have the potential to reach that ability as a prospect this year?
Yeah, listen, Teodo
is a dude, right? And I still personally think while they're trying to stretch him out, I could see him as a multi-inning reliever, like a, you know, multi-inning weapon, similar to the way, they're not similar pitchers at all, but similar to how Cleveland used Andrew Miller, where he wasn't just a three-out guy. I think with Winston Santos, though, I mean, he's, you know, that's the guy who you look at as a starter. And, you know, I don't know if he comes up this year, but I also don't think it's a no. Like, Sebastian Walcott almost certainly is not going to come up this year. It would take a lot of things would have to go wrong for Sebastian Walcott to come up. For Winston Santos, it's simply how well he does. And if he does really well, and he's kind of like Kamar Rocker last year, he's pitching so well, you can't keep him down, and there's a need, he'll come up. I think Winston Santos, by this time next year, could be discussed as one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball if he has a good year here in 2025.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great night. Good weekend. We'll see you back here soon.
Sounds good, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Dallas and Fort Worth. Simple one-day hair loss solution, advancedhair.com.
I'm glad that's over with. Give that phone a break, brother. Let it chill a little bit, recharge, yes. Whatever's going on with that phone.
Yeah, wearing that thing out.
On a scale from 2023 to Jared Sandler's phone, how confident are you in the Rangers?
Sound like about 1997 to me. Friday news dump coming up, Chief. Where are you taking us?
We have an update on the IV guy at the Vegas Sportsbook.
Oh, here we go.
Plus, where does America rank in terms of happiest countries next in the nation?
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.